Tonight's meditation will be focused on mindfulness of feelings, the second foundation of the four foundations of mindfulness. And the title that I'm giving to this is Reducing Impulsive Reactivity. This is a skill that's going to be very important in the context of the theme for tonight's Dharma talk. So, sitting comfortably erect, just notice what it feels like to be present in your body right now. Feelings of pressure as your body contacts cushions. Sensations around the body. The arrangement of your limbs. And the sensation of breathing in the area around the rim of the nostrils. Be aware that feeling is a quality of life that we experience in every moment. Feelings of pleasantness, feelings of unpleasantness, and feelings that are neutral, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. So it's very easy to be aware of feelings. It's just a question of cultivating the intention to do so repeatedly. And that's the goal of this meditation. So notice the feeling, the physical experience associated with your body right now. What feeling seems to be most vivid in awareness? Is that feeling pleasant or unpleasant? Or is it just simply noticeable as a feeling? Is that feeling remain constant? Observing it superficially, it might seem that it's constant. The more intimately you look at the feeling, the more you realize that it's variable. Even subtle feelings are variable. Also, take note of the difference between the feeling and whatever the mind fabricates relative to that immediate feeling. What kind of story does the mind create? And notice that these are two different functions of the mind and the body. The body is feeling, and the mind is creating itself in regards to that feeling. That's the theme of this meditation. Now, bring attention to the sensation of breathing. And just simply be aware of what it feels like to breathe in, what it feels like to breathe out. There is a different feeling with the in-breath that's differentiated from the feeling of the out-breath. See if you can notice that difference. mind wanders away from focusing on the feeling of the in-breath and out-breath. See what changes in that feeling. Typically, what grabs your attention? Is a feeling that's slightly pleasant or slightly unpleasant. Neutral feeling will not grab your attention. See if you can notice this. This is why the breath sensation is valuable, because the feeling of the in-breath and the out-breath, even though it changes from moment to moment, is in the neutral range. It's neither pleasant nor unpleasant. So you have to mindfully, actively, intentionally investigate that feeling. And when your attention is drawn away, as it will be, what's the quality of that feeling? Is it pleasant or unpleasant? What story comes with it? Does the story want to reject the unpleasant feeling? What if you dropped that story and just allowed the feeling to be simply what it is? Unpleasant, but just an experience, not self-defining. It's possible that what you'll notice first is not the feeling, but what the mind is creating in regards to that feeling. This is particularly true when there's a neutral feeling experience. The mind is so conditioned to be reactive to pleasant or unpleasant feelings, that when the neutral feeling is there, the mind will create a story in order to bring up a feeling. Please observe this dynamic process as carefully as possible, using breath sensation as a primary and stabilizing point of reference. Because it's neutral, you pay attention to it with an intention. And then observe what happens when the mind goes away. What is that feeling? And how is that different than the quality of thinking that occurs with that feeling? And then bring your attention back to the feeling associated with breathing in, breathing out. it's very important to be able to notice the changes that occur in feeling. The most abrupt change will be a neutral feeling, transitioning to whatever attracts the mind away from the breath. Try to notice that as soon as possible. And try to relate to the experience as neutral. As possible. When I say neutrally, what I mean is that the mind just simply notices that this is a feeling. Without passing judgment, and hopefully without either pushing away the unpleasant feeling or becoming fascinated with the pleasant feeling. We're so accustomed to thinking our way through life. It might be that it's hard to be clear about the difference between the feeling and the fabrication of the mind relative to that feeling. And you'll notice the feeling probably somewhere in the body. It might be that there's an alteration in the rhythm of the breathing. It might be that you notice some tension in your face or elsewhere. It might be that there's a feeling of urgency and impulsivity that seems to be demanding attention. With this awareness, simply redirect the energy of your attention back to the sensation of breathing. And see if you can release the contraction of the muscles or some other feeling reactivity. Every time you exhale, just let go. If your face is tense, when you exhale, imagine all those muscles becoming soft, relaxed, peaceful. practice noticing the transitional nature in the experience of feeling. Is the feeling strong or weak? Is it vivid or subtle? Does it seem to be intermittent, coming and going? Even if you can't be precise about noting the different qualities of feeling, it's good practice to make that effort. Every moment of subjective experience is transitional, changing. You can use breath awareness, moving to feeling awareness, as a way to notice this impermanence. Where is your attention focused at this moment? What's the feeling associated with that? Is there a strong urgency with that feeling? Or is it just moderate or mild and unrelenting? clearly you can become aware of a feeling as just a feeling, a phenomena of nature, without adding on to it some sort of story. That's one of the most important ways to deconstruct a sense of self. More psychologically, it's a great way to let go of the impulsive reactivity that might come with some difficult, conflicted situation, such as the pandemic and its consequences on our lives. So practice just being accepting and open and curious about the sensation, the feeling tone, in an ongoing way, and disregard any narrative, any story. That's what this practice is for. It's often the case that sitting still for long periods of time creates some discomfort in the joints and the muscles. See if you can work with that urgency, the reactivity, and this kind of practice. Every time you exhale, release any resistance. Explore the unpleasant feeling. Disregard any story. But try to be as intimately aware of the urgent, impulsive reactivity without reacting. This is also mindfulness of feelings. it's a really good way to cultivate equanimity. Of course, when the unpleasant feeling becomes so strong that the mind wavers, even when you keep releasing into accepting it, then make whatever changes you need to make. But try to work with strong unpleasantness, with as much openness and curiosity as you can. Might be interesting to practice working with the feeling that's associated with the sound. Once again, the feeling is just a feeling. It might be associated with a sensation in the body, tension or something like that. But also see if you can notice that as being different than what the mind makes of that sound. Being able to differentiate between what the body experiences and what the mind makes of it is a very important skill in this practice. as a feeling tone. Keep that in mind as you do this practice. Notice how the feelings change. There's a certain feeling when you're watching the breath, and that feeling is changed when the mind goes someplace else. Keeping track of these changes is also a very useful skill to develop. It might be interesting to practice being aware of the feeling of the in-breath and the out-breath, and at the same time be aware of other feelings throughout the body. This is integrated into the body sweep meditation practice. easy to get lost in thought, particularly when attending to the neutrality of breath sensations. As soon as you notice that, what are you feeling at that moment? And how does that feeling change when you bring your attention back to the breath?